A few weeks ago, I talked to Kevin and Matt about the merits of Ultimate Frisbee, but they also play in a band. But how hard is it to play in a band if you're not really very well known in New York? What's it like getting gigs? And what's their music all about? And who the heck are they? Artist or band name?
Magic Marker Karate Company.
Number of players in your gang?
2.
How long have you been together?
3.5 years.
Since 2003.
Website?
MagicMarkerKarate.com.
Describe yourself in 4 words.
Cleverly annotated history textbook.
Who would you not like to be compared with?
My voice was once compared with I think very unfairly, to the singer, the male singer of the B-52s.
The last CD or iPod tune you listened to?
The new Arcade Fire.
Actually, the B-52s.
Best rock star moments so far?
I remember once in 2005 playing a venue that was about 2 blocks from my house, forgetting about it and waking up as a daytime show. Waking up at about 1, we were supposed to go on at like 1:15, and I woke up and I wasn't wearing clothes and I wrapped myself in the bed sheet and played the show in a toga.
I saw you play in a really small bar. Is that more or less daunting to have people really close up to you?
That's what I absolutely love. I hate to be one of those bands who tells the audience to move closer and closer just so that they can feel good about themselves on stage. So when the audience is forced to by the closeness of the back wall, it just makes it a lot easier.
So what sort of venues are you playing?
Mostly coffee shops or smaller places that either have an open mic that we've played at and then been invited back to do our own sort of showcase, or parties, just playing for our friends in their apartments.
So is it quite easy to get gigs? Do you get invited back, or do you actively go searching for them? Or how does it work?
The small gigs are very easy to get. The large gigs can be more daunting.
Oh yeah, although we've been rather fortunate. We tend to do just more than a musical performance. Kevin is actually a retired member of an improv comedy group, and you know, I grew up singing and dancing on a stage, and so we incorporate skits and different scenes into our act that either go along with the songs if we can, you know, if we have more time to think them out, or just are completely irrelevant to the songs, but we pretend that they relate.
I'm going to play one of your tracks. One of the ones that stood out to me is a track called Poor Sir Newton. What's the story behind that?
Well, I was living in Washington, D.C., and I just really felt like my life wasn't really going anywhere. And I felt like the reason my life wasn't going anywhere was because of my expectations for where my life should go. And so in a fit of rage, I suppose, I ended up blaming Isaac Newton for discovering inertia and discovering that once we're in motion, we must continue in motion until acted upon by another force. And these other forces that were acting upon me were his fault.
I'm sitting with my hands in my pockets, thinking I can feel the whole way down my leg. And all my precious things have fallen out and scampered on their way. Cause they know something I abandoned long ago when everything had wheels and sails.
Talking with Kevin and Matt from the Magic Marker Karate Company, what's the best thing about being in a band?
Well, I think really what we get out of this is the fact that we're both extreme hams up on stage, and we get to not only play music, but also the fact that we just get to be up there. We're stand-up comics, we're actors, we're improv artists, we do all this stuff when we're on stage.
Where did you decide, or was it a conscious decision on the style of music because you play? Because it's different, it's individual. How did that happen? Where did that evolve from?
Well, Matt and I come from extremely different backgrounds.
The way we got together in the first place was that Kevin was a force to be reckoned with at Ohio Wesleyan, and so was I on the musical and entertainment scene. one day, Kevin actually came up to me and said, hey, listen, I've got this song that I'm going to perform at this talent show, and I need someone to sing the backup and play backup guitar. I know you do that kind of stuff. You think you could help me out? And I said, well, I don't know. Let's hear the song. And he played it for me in a stairwell, and I loved it. And I immediately made up harmonies and a second guitar part for it. And that's how sort of how we went. So our writing process has been very similar in that almost the entire song one of us does, and then the other one basically colors it.
So where is it going? Where would you hope your music to be in, say, 5 years' time?
I'd really like someone else to get involved in the process that, you know, that could help us out a little with marketing and just with making us sound a little better.
So would you ideally like to have it as a full-time job, or would you always want to keep it as a sideline?
I think that would be wonderful if that actually did happen. Like I said, we're sort of Renaissance men. We'll make do if it doesn't.
Yeah, I've actually been thinking about this a lot recently, especially with this new album and the fact that now I'm faced with, you know, wanting to play a lot of shows to promote it because I spent a lot of time in the studio doing it. And I find myself really categorizing the things that I have in my life and realizing that although music is way up there, it's not exactly the one thing that I want to be doing. I mean, I have a lot of other small gigs going on that I really enjoy. And so I very much like our music where it is. I suppose I wish we could play a few more shows, but I don't think I would ever want to make it sort of a mainstream thing where we have to cut out the other things in our lives.
So just once again, a reminder about where people can hear your music online.
If you go to myspace.com/magicmarkerkarateco, you can listen to the songs there, but you can also go to our website, and there's plenty of links to various songs and sites that hold our songs.
And your site again, please?
MagicMarkerKarate.com.
Matt and Kevin, thanks for coming down. Good luck with the Magic Marker Karate Company.
Thanks again for having us.
Thanks.